Hi, everybody. It's Dolores Catania from The Real Housewives of New Jersey, and you're listening to Rundown Media.
Are you a RuPaul's Drag Race fan? Then make sure you are subscribed to the Reality Rundown's official Drag Race podcast, The Tuck. Every week, our hosts recap the latest episodes of Drag Race, from the drama in the workroom to the fashions on the runway. We discuss it all, honey. So make sure to subscribe to our podcast everywhere you listen to your podcast so you don't miss an episode. Get into it, sisters. Hello, everybody. My name is Wellington Gomez, and welcome to a new episode of Flipping the Table. Hi, Kay.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. As you guys know, TR correspondent Kay King is always here with me as we talk Real Housewives of New Jersey. And first things first, we're so sorry that we did not come on the pod last week. We had a lot going on. As I said in the first episode back, we're going to work to it and we're going to try to make it happen. Okay. So work with us. So yeah. I really, really appreciate it. But with that said, there's a lot of Jersey that we need to talk about. Like, there is seriously a lot of Jersey to get to. So let's just get to it.
Yeah. You'll never see how toxic someone is
ow.
Until you breathe fresher air.
This Jersey girl has the luck of the Irish, and nobody's screwing with my pot of gold.
I may be over the top.
Hi!
But I'd rather be bougie than basic.
I'm a loyal friend and a lethal enemy.
I'm too busy running a business to care about yours.
Payback's a bitch.
What do you think?
So start barking.
Blood may be thicker than water.
Love you.
But it's harder to clean when it spills.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So I wanted to kick off from the last night of Ireland when the girls were still in the trip. And basically, Danielle was not fucking with Rachel Fuda. And Rachel Fuda was also very, like, I guess, she wanted to get to the bottom of the fact that Danielle called her a rat, but I really do feel like Rachel also saw that as an opportunity of having a moment. And she was like, you know, like, let me just like go down this rabbit hole of like, you calling me a rat, da, 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 da. Because I'm like, girl, like that whole rat comment to me was so like extra, and them trying to make it a situation was so aggy to me because you are a rat. If I tell you something and you run back and tell that other person, in Jersey, we call that a rat. Like, I'm sorry. And I feel like in other places too. Like, what do you think? Like, what? That's just common knowledge.
Yes, because I mean, it's snitching. I mean, but if that's the case, they all do it. So, like you said, it really shouldn't even be that big of a deal that somebody called you a rat. I was just really upset that it was brought up. When it was brought up, so I'm like, girl, this is not the moment, the time, or the place. And why is we still talking about this? Like, right. I feel like y'all had already talked about it. At this point, she called you one. I mean, what is it that you are expecting from her, right? An apology? I don't think she's ready to apologize. So let's move on.
Let's move on. Like I said, the two went to blows, and we actually have a clip.
First of all, calm the f*** down.
I'm not right? The one banging the table.
I don't know what your table. Attitude went from f***ing calling to me normal to talking to me like this.
Relax.
No, for you changed everything I said to you.
I like Danielle. She's like Teresa 2.0.
I think you guys are putting it on Danielle, but she's repeating what she heard.
She's really pushing all the blame onto Danielle, but really it's Teresa and Jennifer who Margaret should be like furious with because they're the ones who did this. They're the ones who met with her ex-friend.
Did she ask?
Hold on. Okay, so by that same token though, Melissa, why are you not mad at Margaret when Margaret is the one that started those rumors about you sleeping with that man?
Great question. But listen, I mean, I think that we all know that in front of enemies, our friend, we won't turn on them. Now, behind closed doors, I don't know what type of conversation they've had. You know, and they could have had plenty of conversations about it. So I think that's the road that she's taking. But I also like the fact that in the confessional, she is kind of being like, all right, friend, you know, you're getting on the wrong people. But then also it's probably because it's Teresa and Jennifer is the reason why she's saying no.
Yeah.
No, I need to get on them. So right. I don't know. I feel like.
Right, like you don't know if her intentions are really to like be there for Danielle or if she's just honestly trying doing that because she knows that the people right. that started all of this was Jennifer and Teresa and she's right. just trying to do it to get back at them. And I feel like that's valid, like because when it comes to Melissa and Teresa, both of them, they whenever they do something to each other that seems unintentional to me, it's like I always feel like there's double meaning to that because they have a history and yeah. I feel like with people that you have a history with, you're always on go, you're always on guard, you're always like on edge, and you know when you can do something to like kind of like throw wood into the fire. So yeah. I feel like Melissa, it comes off like you're being messy, like you know, like it, like we know what you're trying to do. It like we can read in between the lines.
Ask you about that girl, Laura?
No.
Who's Laura? Laura is Margaret's ex-best friend. They had some sort of falling out.
She basically told us everything that Margaret had told her.
That Margaret really does like take all of her time to find out as much as she can about all of us. They started all of this.
And I love you both, but she didn't do all of this, if I'm being honest. She said that to her. So Margaret should be mad at her for saying that.
No, she should be mad at the friend.
No.
Out of all the that these people are saying about you, that's what you're gonna come at me for?
Wait a minute. What are they saying about me?
What your friend is saying.
Oh, God. Spill the tea.
Just.
What did she say?
And I'm not even gonna look at her because I don't want her to even be reminded to say anything.
A lot of stuff.
But you shouldn't repeat something that is incredible.
Jackie has not said two words this entire season.
Crazy stuff. She keeps bringing up my old friend Laura, who she's never.
I don't even know why she's there, honestly.
I like her last season, but this season she's not.
She gave nothing as a friend. I'm like, do you think you're impressing the producers and they're gonna ask you back?
And bitch about me, considering you're both obsessed.
We're obsessed over you. You need to take it down two notches. You called her. You whole kids know that her husband around on her because of you.
Thank you.
You can forgive, but you don't forget.
Came up.
I'm going to tell you something point blank. That's why you're going to have problems in your family your whole life.
Dirty.
You will never have a clean slate with anybody if you keep bringing up old and that's in fact. You can forgive, but you can't forget.
Correct,
you pull that shit your whole life, you will never move past anything.
But it's true. And that's the issue with Melissa.
Right.
You're crying about your brother nonstop. All you want to do is make up. Well, how are you ever going to make up with someone if you can never forget?
You guys, it's our last night.
I cannot even have this discussion one more second.
Margaret is
I cannot watch it one more second. First of all, that was so disgusting. I'm sorry, but one thing about Margaret is that she is too quick to go to the gutter. Like, I just feel like Margaret really, like, the way that they say that Jennifer always takes things to the max, Margaret is even worse.
But I don't know if I even think that Jen takes it to the max. So, like, I feel like Jen is like even kill. I think the only time Jen really like takes it up to the max is like if she's drinking or something. But like normally, like I don't feel like Jen be going to the gutter. But like Margie goes to the gutter. I mean, I can't even be mad at that because you know I'm not Michelle. You know,
I mean, it's fun to watch.
I subscribe to the, you know, you go low, I drag you to hell. I subscribe to that. That's why, you know, I tell people, leave me alone. But like I said, I feel like Margaret is getting a bad rap right here. I feel like she gave some good advice, but it's not going to be taken well because it's coming from her. And like right. I said, the tone in which she said it, Because it's true, like, you can't really move on if you, you know, can't forget something, or you're, you know, constantly dwelling on, you're constantly bringing it up. Like, you just won't be able to move on, because that's what really was wrong with her and Jen, right? Like, y'all have tried to make up multiple times, but then y'all keep bringing the same thing up. So it's kind of like you can't move forward because one of y'all are still holding on to, you know, what's been said. And I feel like when it gets to that point, then we just have to be like, listen, we can be cordial, we just not gonna be friends. And that's just
And it's very tricky though, because in the housewives world of it all, like, it's tricky to maintain a good standing on a show. You have to be messy, you have to be combative, but you can be too combative to the point that the girls don't like you and they don't want to film with you. Because if you become if you isolate yourself and then, you know, nobody wants to be around you, then you become hard to work with, and then it's hard for production to produce a season around you. And that's usually, you know, sometimes we lose good housewives or good housewives with potential because they're isolated from the rest of the group.
That's a great point.
And it could be really, really bad. So yeah, I think that Jennifer this season was definitely just like, listen, you talk my shit about me. You've done things that were very hurtful to me. And I also agree with Jennifer. If we have new people in this group and they were not here, they don't know what happened last year, and they're asking me about our history, why would I omit all the negative things that we went through? Mm-hmm. If I'm telling them what has happened and what has played on these past seasons, of course, why would I make it seem like me and you were always friends? I'm gonna tell them what really happened. And I feel like Margaret categorizing that as Jennifer bringing it back up, I feel like that's not right, because Jennifer is just sharing what had happened. Jennifer is not saying that she's still in those feelings. She's just saying, this is what Margaret did to me last year.
Yeah, I do remember that part. And I did think Margaret was wrong for that. Like, let that girl talk and say, you know what I mean, what happened.
Yeah, that's her experience.
What her relationship is with the different people and, you know, in the group. As long as she's like, hey, don't like Margaret, don't like this person. Like, I don't like that. When new people come in, let them, you know, get to know everybody for themselves. Yeah. You know, like I said, you can share what has happened between you and them. But as long as you ain't like, no, I wouldn't like her, da 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 da, then it... just let them share. But so yeah, I do remember that, and I do think that Margaret made a bigger stink out of that than really what was needed. So
I agree. And it's funny that you mentioned that you don't like when the girls try to like tell each other who to like, because as you know, this season they try to say that Teresa and Jennifer try to do that with Danielle. But I feel like Melissa, Margaret, and them were doing that more heavily with Rachel Fura and also with Danielle and Jen Fessler than anything. I'm sorry. Jen Fessler asked Jennifer to leave her house when they were all filming there. And clearly Jen Fessler is your best friend. So, you know, it's like...
Jen is different. Now, between Rachel and Danielle, yeah, those would be good examples. But because Jen is actually friends with her, like, of course she's going to come in and have her friend back. Like, I think that's just, you know, goes.
I do feel like Jen Fessler could have, like, at least voiced her opinion a little bit more, because I do feel like she didn't 100% agree with everything that Margaret did. But, and she would make faces that would let you know that she wasn't in agreement. But it's more than that. Like, yeah, I would have respected Jen Fessler, you know, telling Margaret, like, in the scene, like, calm down, like, you know, check yourself.
Not in the scene, because I told you now.
Well, you don't think in the scene?
You know, I done told you before. If my friend out in the streets acting a fool, we both acting a fool. Now, when we get to that house, I'm going to cuss her ass out, because listen, why you got me out here acting a fool?
Right. So, right. You're right about that.
I don't necessarily think that she should have done it then, but if you are really a friend, then you could have checked her when y'all had a one-on-one moment. And I do think that as a friend, you have to know how to do both, right? Like, you can't just tell your friend they're right. Like, you have to be able to tell them when they're wrong too. Like I said, I just would not personally tell tell my friend that she's wrong in front of a bunch of people that don't like her.
Right.
Get in the car, I'm going to wear your ass out.
Well, I want to hear from the listeners. If you have to check your friend, are you checking your friend in the moment, or are you checking your friend when you guys get back to the house or wherever you're going and in privacy? Let us know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to look at those comments and bring them back next week. One more point that I wanted to bring up about the Ireland trip that irked me. Teresa tells the group that Bill Aiden was asked to be in the wedding, child. Take a look.
Asked Bill to be in the wedding.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
That's nice.
Bill said yes, of course.
They're also fake.
Bill Aiden, who Louis knows literally 12 months.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how long you know them.
You know, yeah. Since day one. And, it's, you know, and it was just nice because I don't have family.
Ooh.
So it's nice to be celebrated. This is why it's very hard for me to believe that she really wanted Gino to be in her wedding, because in the next breath, she's literally saying, like, I have no family. It's like, this is why we don't believe you. This was like the perfect
time. Yeah, I think Teresa's problem is that I don't have a big family to be
filled. They stay misunderstanding her and acting like they don't know what she means.
But Teresa do need to stop saying what she means.
Oh, God.
I don't know. We already in a feud and you saying that.
No, Teresa definitely needs to learn how to talk properly and with intention, because I'm tired of her like being misunderstood. Like,
yeah.
I'm tired of her being misunderstood. And while I know what Teresa means, I feel like the world does not know what Teresa meant. Yeah. Teresa did not mean to legit. When she said, I don't have a family, she didn't mean like legitimately Melissa's not my family. She, like, her parents died. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't have a family no more, in the sense of like her
she what she's used to, how big she's used
yeah.
to.
Yeah. You know, she used to have both her parents. She used to have, Joe Judice is not in the picture no more. And yeah, she has Louis, but it's different. That's the father of her kids. Like, her family has broken up in so many ways that Teresa feels in a way like she's an orphan. Because
even with her brother, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Parents both passed. Husband, divorce. Brother, in tribulation.
And not even just divorce, but divorce and deported.
It
ain't even like a Frank and what you call it situation.
And
like
Dolores.
Like, it's not in the picture.
Right. So it's like that even creates another layer. And then tribulations with your brother. That's a lot. So I can see how Teresa feels that she has nobody. And but the thing is that on the other side, Melissa is very like quick with her words and more on top of it than Teresa. So I feel like when she's watching the scenes and they're asking about it in confessional, she knows that she can use it against Teresa. You know, like, here she goes again. Da 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 da. Like, Melissa, you know that's not what she meant. Like,
but I don't know though, because they are in a feud. You get what I'm saying? Like, I if they were in a good place, I think she probably would not think badly. But because they're not in a good place, anything that Teresa does, I mean, and this is on both sides too, anything that either party does that isn't necessarily good in their eyes, they always gonna look at it out of bad intentions, even though it may not be. But what I want for Melissa is to, girl, and I don't know, because like I said, I like, they say that it's the Italian way, you know, they love hard, they all up in each other's business all the time. What I do want from Melissa though is to remove yourself from this drama between her and her brother. Allow them to have the drama. Whatever goes on between them goes on between them. Remove yourself. And when she said that Bill was going to be in that wedding, I would have jumped up for joy and said, you know what? I'm happy that you have somebody.
Right.
That somebody that can fill, you know, whatever shoes or whatever space he needs filled in the wedding. You get what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you just have to know that even if the person does have bad intentions, you have to be like, okay, I know they don't.
You have to rise above it.
Right, yes. And that's the only way they're going to be able to move on. It really is.
But I also feel like also stop acting like you really care, because Melissa's really trying to make it seem like she's so hurt that she's, you know, that of whatever. And then even tells, right. even tells when she's talking to Joe Gorga, she's like, I don't even think we belong at the wedding. Like, Melissa, you don't want to go to that wedding, because you know that if you don't go to that wedding, it becomes a bigger situation.
Right.
And,
right.
And it becomes like, you know, she's
sad about that.
She's so tapped into the whole like celebrity world and press world that it's like she knows that her and Joe not going to that wedding is gonna I don't know if they hope that was going to seal their contract for season 14, or, you know, I don't know what it was. But then, you know, on this week's episode, the most recent one, season episode 14, you hear Teresa saying how Melissa hasn't even RSVP'd for none of the events. And then when Teresa texts her, Melissa's like, no, I don't know anything about. She was telling her, like, the USVP, and she's like, no, we cannot. I didn't know who that text was. I just got it today. And she's like, so you're not coming to the rehearsal, either the rehearsal dinner or brunch? She goes, no, I didn't know anything about it until today. I have another party on Sunday. And the night before that, the kids all rented a house in LBI. We will be down there picking them up. We are only around on the wedding day. That's the day I kept clear. Stop trying to make it seem like you are trying to be a part of all of these events. You're not trying to be a part of all of these events.
And I want to know that that's okay, though. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, that is okay, because we understand that y'all are not in a good place. And if you feel as though that you can't go there and be extremely happy and your heart be happy for her, you know, then I'm glad that you're choosing not to go to the events. Now, like you said, show up to the wedding, show your support at the wedding. Like, I want them to understand that is okay. But I feel like, again, because they talk so much about how the Italian culture is, I feel like they don't think that they can not show up to something and still be okay with each other. Like, that's what hurts me about it. Like, because at the end of the day, if I know that we're not in a good place, I'm not going to want to be in your wedding. So it's not going to bother me that you have other people in your wedding. You know what I'm saying? Why would I want to be in your wedding when we're not in a good place? Like, and I'm not talking about, because some people are like, oh, well, you should just, you know, it's supposed to be your sister-in-law. You're supposed to rise above it. And at one point they probably could have, but the damage that has been done, I don't think it's a situation where we can rise above it. Now, if it's something for the kids, that's something totally different. But when it comes to us as the adults, I really feel like it's best to just be like, I can't show up with a good heart. I don't want to ruin it for you. And so I'm not going to be attending these festivities, but we will be there to support you on your big day. I just want them to know it's okay.
So a week before this text message exchange, this is what I wanted to get to.
Well, take us there.
A week before this text message exchanges, Melissa texts Teresa. Uh-huh. And she says, morning. I thought about the other day and I think it's really sad. I know that, and she's texting in a group chat. She's texting Teresa, Louis, and Joe Gorga.
Okay,
so it's like both couples. I know that you all do too. I think we all need to let go of the past and whatever pain everyone is feeling and try hard just to put our best foot forward and live tomorrow instead. Teresa and Louis, you guys are about to get married and it's the happiest time in your lives. I think all this added stress is just unnecessary. We all love each other. Let's just admit that. And we all love our children and want them to see what a normal family is like. So let's put it all behind us and be happy when we see each other instead of sad. I think that will be a good start. Joe and I are extremely happy for you guys. You both found love and you're about to have a beautiful life together. All the rest of this talk is unnecessary. Hope you all agree. Heart. That was Melissa to the group chat. Teresa responds and says, Melissa, this text means so much to both Louis and I. I thank you for your beautiful words. We are sad too. I'm truly sorry for anything I have done that has contributed to this space between us. We want to move forward as well with love for the four of us and our children. Yes, our families deserve better than this. I'm happy you both feel the same. In the future, if things happen, my biggest wish is that we can all speak about it in a loving manner and peacefully resolve things. We are going to do our best to make sure that happens. So grateful for your best wishes for our wedding and beyond. We all have so much to look forward to. Always sending you love and the kids love too. This was a week before Melissa didn't want to RSVP for none of the events.
So I
wonder if switched.
Right. So I'm wondering if something happened between that time. I truly feel like Melissa probably would have went. I don't know because she was kind of mad when they were in Ireland and saying that she didn't want to go. Like I said, I think a lot of the issue is between Joe and Teresa, and then Melissa feels like she has to get in it, or Joe drags her in it. And I think it's really unfair how it's unfolded for her, because now that she's in it, she can't back herself out of it.
Right.
Because those messages were sweet if they actually could stick to it and mean it. But that's the problem. We've been here before. Y'all said this before, and then it always goes back to something else. So it's like, to be honest with you, if somebody sent me that text message, I probably would not even believe anything that you're saying. I'm just being truthful because we've already said it before.
Right.
But I feel like Teresa and Melissa probably could have a good relationship. And maybe she wants to, but it's just so much damage. I don't even know. I'm at a loss.
Girl, it's like, it's literally like... I'm going to write a dissertation on this. Like,
somebody
better like study this at Harvard or something, because we need answers. I just don't understand how you can go from this loving message exchange and being willing to move forward.
Right.
To then you saying that you're busy the entire weekend, that you're not making rehearsals or brunch, and that you only made yourself available for the wedding day. Like in one, you're being super nice and ready to move forward and ready to put things behind. And then in the other, you're showing
who. Well, maybe she meant baby steps, Wellington. Maybe she meant baby steps. Listen,
but I feel like the energies of both text messages were completely different. Like, and what changed? Like, I'm confused. So I don't know. You know, it's a lot, but there's another discrepancy.
Okay.
This is the episode.
Come on, detective.
I think I'm going to name this episode Discrepancies in New Jersey. There's another discrepancy, child, that Instagram page pointed out. And I just wanted to show you because, woo. So remember how Melissa said this entire season, Melissa and Joe keep both saying, we don't want to involve the children. We don't want to involve the children. And when Teresa tried to say what she said about Antonia not making it to the party, Melissa got super upset and said, please don't mention my daughter. Da 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 da. You're going to be the aunt. Watch this.
I'm just not
going to
ever.
I'm not
you be that aunt.
Aunt.
I'm not going to be that aunt.
What are you going to disrespect me again?
Talk about love.
That's when I walk away.
Okay.
Because I truly love the girls deep down inside. And I know that they have hate for us. I know they do.
I don't want my kids going to school with her. And I'm moving away because of that. And that's the truth.
And we can afford our house school 10 times over.
They don't it's not, it's not anybody thinks.
But I thought your kids love her kids.
I know. They do. But I see where it's going. And I have one little girl. And I don't want them getting up on my daughter. She's one and she's very sweet. And she's very nice.
My daughters walked in right now and saw Antonia. They love each other.
I'm thinking in the future.
Trust me, I'd love for them to just be like, mommy, 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 my mom's the best, you suck, because that's what I get, right?
If we weren't on the show, their kids would not still be living in that house and have food and have whatever they had.
Child?
Yeah, well, I mean, we already knew when she said that it was a bunch of BS anyway, because there's already been so much talk about, you know, the kids.
Right.
That's why I say it's a fine line, right? Because people are online are like, oh, you know, Gia and whatever the next child is, you know, they're grown now. They can, you know, voice their opinions, and I get them, right? They are entitled, you know, to their opinions, and of course they see their mom and they want to, you know, take up for their mom. But this is how we get the kids involved, right? Because it's like now the kids are talking about a feud that has been going on for years and years that they've grown up around, so they rightfully, you know, have, you know, feelings and opinions about. But it's hard to say we can't bring the kids up because unfortunately the kids are involved. So she should have just left it at her saying, you know, left it at Teresa saying what she was saying, because you know that you have said stuff and the child continue to say stuff about, you know what I mean, the other kids. And
you literally
said, Melissa, remove yourself from the situation, honey. It's not doing you any justice. Allow Joe to talk and deal with his sister and his nieces in the manner in which he sees fit, but you remove yourself just because. And that's another thing. I feel like Melissa's like, oh, I can't go against my husband. Listen, it's not going against your husband if you're telling your husband, listen, I want out of this situation, right? I don't want to hear anything else about what goes on between you and your nieces, what goes on between you and, you know, Teresa, because I want to be able to get along with them, even if you're not getting along with them.
Yeah. And I've trust me, I've seen that happen in real families.
Right.
Some people, you know, learn how to live, you know, by each other. And there's usually one liaison family member that's kind of like keeping everybody together. I've seen that happen numerous times. It's not something that is out of this world. So I just think that, like, why are you making it seem like now it's a problem about the kids when you literally were saying that you were moving away so that the kids wouldn't be together? Right. You said that you were scared that her kids were going to attack your daughter. Like, come on. And then you have Joe over here on Melissa's podcast saying that if it wasn't for us, those kids wouldn't have eaten. Like, come on. And all of Teresa's daughters, like you said, they're all young ladies, you know, years in college. Melania is about to go to college. Like, they're getting to that age where they feel empowered and they feel like they can say whatever they want to say, and as they should. So if they have an opinion on what they're seeing on TV, like, don't act stupid, because I feel like they would not point it out if you guys were not treating their mother the way it is,
right?
You know, and don't get me wrong, like, I know that while I discuss this, this is like to all of the fans. I know that you guys may think that, like, oh, I'm Team Teresa, but when Teresa and Melissa and the Joe of it all first came into play back like 10 years ago, I was Team Melissa and Joe, because back then Teresa was unhinged and Teresa was super toxic and Teresa was listening to Joe Giudice, and Joe Giudice turned Teresa into one of the worst versions of herself, you know? But here in this situation, Melissa and Joe need to check themselves for real. For real. Like, I'm over it.
I will laugh. I promise you, I just hope that next season we do not have... To me, honestly, I feel like it takes away from everybody else on that show and their storylines, or the storylines that could be, because we are dealing and talking so much about what's going on between this particular family. It's like, enough is enough. But I will say this. I am looking forward to seeing Dolores and her dark hair. She needs to keep dark hair. I like her with dark hair.
Yeah, it's cute. But you hit the nail right in the head, because that's a great segue into talking about other storylines. So Dolores, Polly, and Frank got together with the kids because Dolores and Frank are trying to mend, you know, the extended family. Mm-hmm. Frank feels like Polly really doesn't fuck with him, and Polly really doesn't want to do anything. And I feel like Frank is overreacting. Like, I understand Polly. Like, listen, I'm not supposed to be okay with my wife being, you know, with you wanting my wife around you all the time. But then at this dinner, I found out that Polly and his ex-wife are also super friendly. So if you and your ex-wife are super friendly, you can understand why Dolores and Frank, you know, are super friendly. Overall, they did have a good dinner, and Frank said that towards the end that he thinks that the both families can, you know, blend and everything will be good. I was crying at Frank's blonde girlfriend saying, asking Polly, asking Polly, what language they speak in Australia. She said, so did you learn, when did you learn how to speak English? Did you learn English when you came here? They all started busting out laughing. Poor girl.
Yeah, Frank was, to be frank, was a mess. Like, Frank, go somewhere and sit down. Like, you overreacting. I mean, you're acting like a big baby. I mean, you to call that man Buzz Lightyear. You know what I mean? Like, he don't want to be, and I think he also looks at the Teresa and, you know, Louis and all of them, and he's like, I don't want to be involved in no toxicity, right? So, like, if we're not getting along, then I'd rather us just, you know, kind of stay away from each other. But I'm glad that they all, you know, came together. Mm-hmm. Should we be having these type of dinners all the time, every night? Probably not. But right, maybe once or twice a month. Because, like you said, you do want to, you know, kind of blend the families in. But yeah, did Paulie say he had a problem with how close Dolores and Frank were?
Well, Polly just said that, you know, that now that he's in the picture, things are just going to be different, and that might not just mix with what Frank has in plan. And that's fine.
She doesn't call you all the time, Frank. Now she has a man that she can call him, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I get what Polly is saying. I don't think he's trying to necessarily kick Frank out to the curb. He's just trying to make it clear that I'm going to be the main guy, you know, in her life. I respect, because there's no way that he could come into that situation with them being the way they are,
right,
and for her to stop talking to Frank. Like, and I don't think that he has or would ever, you know, say that. I think that it's just an adjustment for Frank.
Bless him. I also feel like Dolores has to figure it out, because I'm sorry, but I don't care. Like, I don't need two men. Like, everybody has to pick one. And if Frank is gonna be the one, your man on the show, then don't be giving too much Polly. But because it's giving, like, Frank is gonna stay on the show even if Polly also becomes a house husband. You know what I'm saying? What is this about? Like, so.
Well,
like,
I mean, I think that could be.
This is starting to become Love and Marriage New Jersey. This is starting to become love, because there's a bunch of people that don't even need to be in this cast that are just lingering around in the conversation. Like, I am so sorry. Like,
but we don't really see Paulie too much. But I think,
because Frank is not letting up.
He's not letting up. And it might not even be Paulie's jam. Like, he might want to come around sometimes. He may not want to come around, you know, sometimes. Mm. But I mean, I don't know. Dolores, to me, is always going to be between two men because of the dynamic that, you know, her and Frank have. But I think that she's trying to move away from that, hence what she was kind of saying at the dinner between them two. And I think it's just going to take Frank some time, you know, to kind of adjust to that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you will have to adjust, sir.
Well, in your words, Kay, bless her heart. Moving forward. Rachel is talking to her son about, you know, the adoption process and how they finally served his birth mother. Yeah, such a cutie. How he finally served his birth mother papers for basically, you know, to file that Rachel's going to officially adopt her stepson. And they also talk about the possibility that the birth mother can possibly stop the adoption by, you know, just not letting it happen. And I feel like that's insane to me. You know, like, this is a woman that has never been there for her son. Rachel has taken her stepson in and raised her stepson in, like, you know, like it was hers, and has loved him. And, you know, that's, Rachel is the mother of that child. So it's insane that you can do all of that for somebody and their birth parent can still somehow stop you from legalizing what you already been doing for the last 18 years, you know?
Right. But and you could correct me if I'm wrong. So the father, he has full custody, but that doesn't mean that the mother has signed over her rights as a parent. It just,
right, he has full custody, but she's still legally his mother.
Yeah.
So in order for Rachel to officially adopt her, she has to basically relinquish any type of, like, motherly, like, title from him. And I mean, I can understand that being a lot, but if you haven't been there for your child for 18 years, you don't need no mother title, child. Like, please.
I mean, oh, I agree, because I mean, I think you would be selfish to say no to something. And like I said, I mean, it sounds like she's out the picture altogether. So
I hope that, I mean, Rachel and her husband are being super dramatic that she could fight this and then, but she probably won't fight it. Like,
yeah,
I'm just going by why Rachel is making us believe. Danielle and her mother were talking, and then it kind of came out that the brother low-key hates the entire family. He doesn't speak to the mother. He doesn't speak to Danielle. And they mentioned that the father might be the only one that he speaks to, and that they always get into it because the father's trying to mend the relationships. Mm-hmm. After listening to that, I feel like I kind of believe Danielle more, because for a mother usually,
especially with a son.
With a son. Like, a mother usually doesn't go against her son unless, like, it's legit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like I'm a good judge of character. And Danielle's mother doesn't seem like unhinged. Danielle's mother seems very, yeah, like, you know, head on her shoulders.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? So I believe, like, there has to be something wrong with this guy.
I mean, I'm not going to say something wrong with him, like, personality wise or something, but something.
Right. There's something messing with him.
Yes, that's what I said. Something has occurred, and it's really like hurt him to his core. Whatever that is, I would think that it's deeper than an Instagram post or like whatever that situation was. Like, I would hope that it is, but then also, you know, he does have a wife, and you know, sometimes when men, you know, do get married to dominant women, they do try to sway them, you know, from their family and stuff. So, you know, she could have a part to play in it as well. If Danielle does come back next season, I mean, while I don't want to get into another brother situation, I don't think we'll see him on the show.
Right.
So I think that, I mean, I guess if he's not willing to talk, then there's really not too much that she could talk about the situation, because, I mean, it sounds like she doesn't really know why they're still going all this time without talking to each other. But
I mean, I could see production offering him a check.
I hope not to end one brother sister feud to bring on
another. It's really like, I feel like that will be a lot, and like the fans will not be with it.
No.
And you know, if anybody's listening that is part of production to this podcast, please, we do not want another brother and sister situation. Like, please, we tried that with the twins and it didn't work. Like, please, no siblings, no more family members. Like,
yes,
I am, like, you know, mix this up. Like, this is starting to become too clicky because of that. And yep, even the women that are not family, they treat like, it's too clicky. Like, we need some separation, and we need some blending. Like, we need to bring in some women that are going to blend the holes in this cast.
Yep.
Because I'm sorry, but Margaret is very divisive. And I feel like if Margaret, let's say Teresa leaves the show, Margaret is going to ruin this cast. No one's going to want to work with each other. Like, it's like, there needs to be some more, like, I don't know, like, they need to kiki more. So, which is why I really liked when they were in Ireland and they were like kikiing and they threw themselves into the mud. I feel like that was such a beautiful moment. I'm like,
and even when they were at the bar, and they were down in the beers and stuff, like, I feel like when they have a good time, they have a good time. But when they have a low time, like, it really is low. But I do want to say this, because we were on Danielle and her mother. I don't know, but when her mom came on the screen, I don't, she reminds me of Rosie.
Oh my god, yes, I can see that. I can see that.
Like, oh my
it's
god.
No shade.
Bleed it.
It's no shade. It's
no, shade. Yeah, no shade that. At all. Yeah, but she definitely reminded me of Rosie. But yeah, I mean,
shout out to Rosie for real. Oh my god, remember that reunion where Rosie was yelling from the back? Oh my
god. That shit was on hit.
So, according to Jennifer Aiden, our Real Housewives of New Jersey correspondent that has all the tea. Laura exposed text messages from Margaret that she was sending a group chat of her friends saying that Laura is a snake for saying the things that she was saying about Margaret. And Jennifer was like, so Laura's a snake because she's basically saying the things that you said? Like, that's why Laura's a snake? Because she's making you look bad out here in the streets because of what you said? And when it comes to this Laura situation, I'm sorry, but I believe Laura. I believe this person, because it bothers Margaret so much, so I know there's something there. I feel like Margaret only gives energy to the things that worry her. And this Laura situation, and every time it comes up, how activated Margaret gets, it makes me feel like she's trying to hide something, or she's really trying to stop them from saying what she's saying. So it's
what is she trying to hide? The fact that she talks shit about people to a person that was her friend at that time. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
To me personally, I wouldn't care. If y'all want to listen to her, tell me what she said. I said, oh, yep, I did say that.
Believe it.
Yeah.
Tommy said, believe it.
Yeah, now what? You get what I'm saying? Like, that was my friend at a point in time. Just like you go to Teresa, you talk shit about me. Teresa go to whoever. Well, I don't know, because Teresa don't really be. Sometimes she don't be really with the hoopla. But you get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's what you do with friends. When you don't like somebody, you go and talk shit about that person to your friends. So, to me,
Teresa be commenting in the moment, but Teresa is not the type that she be like, oh, let me go over to Jennifer's house and spill this tea. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Teresa is not that type. She'll say what she wants to say in the moment if someone's being discussed. But Teresa has never been really the messy type, especially now. And also, just because this came to my head real quick, Melissa was in a recent interview saying that she thinks that Teresa should leave the show because Teresa seems uninterested and she already doesn't want to do all of the activities, and she already is always like super like not with it. So she feels like if this doesn't make you happy, leave the show. And I feel like, wow, like I feel like, Melissa, you're doing a lot. Now you're saying that Teresa should leave the show. Like, you're doing a lot. Like,
I mean, like I say, at the end of the day, Melissa, I think you just have to, when somebody asks you about Teresa, or you think that you want to say something about Teresa, I think you just need to not say nothing. Like, right. I think, you get what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, as long as you keep talking, because some people are like, oh, well, they asked me, so I answer. But sometimes you just need to not say nothing, right? Because as long as you keep saying something, it's always going to fuel a fire.
Right.
And like I said, on both ends, you know, Teresa, she's probably answering questions that people are asking her, and it's just going to fuel the fire. Whether there's a fire or not, because we're watching, and then we get involved, and then we choose sides, and then we get online and we say this and that. Like, mm-hmm. we think that they're not reading what we're saying. It's wrong, because they go on their podcast and they spit back exactly what we're saying online. So that's why I think it's just best not to talk about each other at all in no capacity. If you're not saying nothing nice or anything like that, then just don't say it. You get what I'm saying? If Teresa is unhappy on the show, okay. If she's unhappy on the show, let her make her own decision. But for you to talk about her being unhappy and you think that she should get on another show, it's just really uncalled for.
I agree with you. I just don't see how, like, honestly, I don't see how that could work moving forward with the show. But listen.
And I think that's why it probably continues to go on and on.
Right.
Because like you said, I mean, we got to show up to work. Our job is to interact with each other. Our job is to...
But they need to figure something else out. And my whole thing is like, Melissa and Teresa, please, if you're listening to this, please listen to this. You guys could have been iconic housewives. I'm not saying that you aren't. Teresa, of course you are. You're literally the only... You're the last standing OG of any, I mean, and Kyle, of a franchise. So you got it. But you guys could have been like an iconic duo. Mm-hmm. Sisters-in-laws. Melissa, you joined the show on season 3. You're basically an OG at this point. You guys could have been an iconic duo, and you fumbled the bag fighting each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I want you to know.
Been taking down other people.
Y'all could be right. Y'all could have been taking down other people. Y'all could have been both Queen Bee of this show and let the other girls crap.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, you guys are trying to battle each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, one side is going to have to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that leave the other? And instead, this is reminiscent to a situation. To a situation, Kay, if you know what I'm talking about. You should never shit where you eat. You should never shit where you eat. Because together is better than apart.
Yep.
And some people just don't understand that.
Absolutely.
Moving on. This is the last scene of the night. Louis did not hold back and had a lot to say.
Could just stand alone.
Well, our life's been really peaceful because we haven't had your brother in our life the last 2-3 weeks. And people think they could keep pushing you and pushing you and pushing you, and they're just going to just deal with it. And I'm not going to deal with it. I'm ready to react.
Oof. Do you plan on talking to him tonight?
Louis Dominican and Puerto Rican, like, so you know what that means.
I want to talk to a rat in the street.
I've never heard Louis talk to him before, but I don't blame him at all.
I find him boring. Like, I wouldn't even share a cup of water with him.
Ooh, he's disgusting, honey.
If the tables were turned, I would be so upset if his sisters were treating me this way.
I've shown your brother nothing but sincerity, love. I handed over to him verbally saying, you are the patriarch of this family, not me. Maybe he feels threatened. Let me try to initiate.
Don't think you handed it over.
I like the fact that he may feel threatened. Maybe feel this, maybe feel that.
Hand it over what?
The problem lies between his ears and no one else's. So we're going tonight, and like that, and I pray to God, we go to tonight, we smile. Like, I don't want no trouble, fighting, this, that, because like, if we have to go down that road, you're not gonna recognize me.
Ooh.
I'm done, man. It's scary what can happen tonight, you know?
Babe, just relax.
Relax. You know something, Teresa? That is dangerous. Because I'm not going to take a shit anymore. Ooh. I've watched you be a very, you know, beautiful, at times naive, loving woman towards your brother.
She,
you know,
like, that was a read.
And letting everything go while he is gaslighting you, while he is manipulating you.
Ooh.
And as a man in your life, I can't stand to be around that anymore.
He told us that.
I don't even want your brother coming to our wedding. Because ooh, I don't want bad energy around a beautiful environment and my mother, my two sisters who I adore, and I want them around this pig of an energy.
Louis acting.
Like, I don't want him to the wedding.
He's taking it.
I don't even know if somebody wanted somebody wasting the flash taking camera it. On your brother and Melissa. If you saw me standing in a palace, in a snake pit, would you pull me out of it?
Of course. He's so good for reality TV.
Leave them in the snake pit. Because eventually, like, they all get bit.
Ooh, the analogy, honey. And the walk-off? Ooh. He was made for this, honey.
That's what they said they wanted. He wanted to be on TV.
Joe Judice never gave a scene like that, baby.
No. Well,
Joe Judice got on the phone in the vineyard and said, here comes my bitch wife. Let me see what the fuck she want. And he was talking to his mistress, child. And allegedly, Jacqueline said that he was fucking the mistress on the office table. But anyways,
paperwork that he was fraudulently signing.
Right, Louis done. He's done. He's done with Joe Gorga. He's done with everything. And the reason why he's pissed is because Teresa said that she's been calling Joe. And Joe's not picking up her calls. And Teresa's like, I can understand that there's, because I do feel like right now in Teresa's head is like, we're beefing, but we're not beefing. Like, we're like, there's tension, but we're still talking to each other. We're still texting, you know, like when I see Melissa in at scenes, like I'm not 100% ignoring her. So Teresa's like, you know, Joe is not picking up my phone call. I don't understand why he can't pick up my phone call. I feel like, you know, him not picking up like means something worse. And just Louis not having it. Louis literally not having it.
Again. Louis. And see, that's the thing. That's the issue when you have Louis and you have Melissa. Like I said, it's between the sister and the brother. That's where all this stems from, right? And
right.
So what happens is now they're going home and they're telling their spouses what's happening. Now the spouses are mad and then the spouses get dragged into it, right?
When and this show is so heavily on the spouses. right. that it becomes drama.
Exactly. So that's why I said sometimes it's just best to be there for your spouse, but also know that you don't need to get into every little thing that they get into with each other. Because see, what's going to happen is Joe and Teresa, they'll eventually work it out, but then where does that leave you and Joe? Or where right. does Melissa and Teresa, right? That's why it's best that y'all just stay out of it, allow them to work through whatever it is that they're working through, and then everybody, you know, come back together. But again, you know, it goes back to the, okay, she said, my brother, I'm texting him, I'm calling him, he's not answering. Okay, like, he ain't answering the phone. You're mad about something. When you want to talk to me, you'll call me, right? But I'm not going to continue to reach out to you. I'm not going to continue to allow you to drive what I'm feeling. When I see you, I'm going to speak to you in love. Whether mm-hmm. you receive it or not, that is on you. And that's how I would be moving from that point on. I don't have no attitude with you. I don't have no animosity towards you. If mm-hmm. you want to have that against me, by all means, go for it. But right. when you're out here and you're talking about me bad in the streets, listen, if that makes you go home and sleep well at night, by all means. But it's not going to give you, I'm not going to give you the reaction that you are looking for. Not any longer.
Yeah,
this is where it stops. And that's what one of them needs to say.
Honestly. And I'm waiting for one of them to throw in the towel. But next week is the season finale. And take a look.
I'm on the season finale of The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Welcome to Ireland.
This is magnificent.
What's better than Irish?
I feel like in Ireland, like you were so lost.
Just things in Ireland that weighed on my mind. Nothing we don't know.
Trying to still navigate the best way to tell Melissa this rumor.
I want you to know what is being said.
About me?
Yes.
Why are you talking about someone you don't even f***ing know?
Don't shoot the messenger.
You're not a messenger. Well, you're a star.
Everybody got your
I've been around enough fights in my day to know when something's gonna escalate.
Look at you.
Look at you. Look at you.
Get off of me. Get off of me. Get off of me. Get off of me.
And this is bad.
All right, let's all stay calm.
I don't give a because I'm a winner. I'm winning.
Who's he talking to like that?
Back the fuck up.
Hey, Nate! Hey, Nate! Stop it! Nate! You don't gotta fucking hold him back, Nate!
This is what I've been waiting for because the last season finale was whack as fuck. I'm sorry. I like a season finale when it's a lot of drama. You know this part is about to go crazy when we ended this episode right before the party even starts. So next episode, we're going to
get into it and then say.
Yeah, next episode, we're going to get into the entire party and there's probably going to be and then some even more. So.
Ooh. I like the unhinged Joe Gorga though.
I do.
Louis might beat him up, but who cares?
When Joe gets activated, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, me too, because he ain't scared. He
ain't scared of nothing. And I just love him yelling. And I'm like, okay, do your real big one. This is it. But, I mean, the finale's next week. I believe that after the finale, let me just make sure before I spread misinformation. So then after the finale, the 23rd, we have episode 16, which is going to be Teresa's wedding special. Yeah. And then I'm guessing that on the 30th, we'll have part one of the reunion. Okay. And.
Well, we all hear the rumors.
Reality that reunion.
Keeping us in touch with what's going on at that reunion.
Go make sure you follow the reality rundown if you're trying to stay on top of it. Because, child, that reunion allegedly, child, was one for the books. But
if Andy didn't get up and throw a table and say enough is enough, we ain't dealing with this shit no more, all y'all fired, then
right.
they did something wrong.
Right. I want to hear from the listeners, though. I want to know this question. And you guys, with this episode, make sure that you guys, if you're listening on Spotify, make sure that you guys look at the episode page, because you'll be able to respond to the episode with a voice note, and then we can play it in the next episode. So I want to ask you guys this question. How do you think Melissa and Teresa and all the parties involved, Joe, Louis, could effectively move forward for the future of the show? This is to all of the fans, all of the listeners. I want to know, how do you think Melissa and Teresa can move forward and be on the show together? And if you don't think that they can, I also want to know, because I actually want to see what the fans think, and I actually want to see also what the fans want from the future of Real Housewives of New Jersey. So let us know. Make sure that you guys are following us on Instagram at the Flipping the Table Pod. And make sure you guys are following the Reality Rundown on Instagram to make sure you're updated with everything reality TV. Kay, thank you so much for another great episode.
Thank you.
And I'll see you next week when we recap the finale.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.